and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, hopefully this morning, will be Jeanette from Chile. Jeanette, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm here.
Okay, fine. Well, Jeanette's an American, and she's very concerned about what's going on. Most Americans aren't. They really don't understand how we're moving into a period of financial chaos and turmoil. They can't believe that the America we've known in the past is gone and is not coming back again. Certainly, George Soros is not one of my favorite people, but it's well worthwhile reading what he has to say. He's an integral part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, multi-billionaire, one of the people totally dedicated to the establishment of a world government. And, of course, they are creating this chaos throughout the world so that out of this chaos will come up demand for, well, after all, the old system failed, now we need a world government. I'm reading his latest book, Financial Turmoil in the United States, dealing with the financial breakdown coming, and they're planning it. Well, anyway, Jeanette and her husband many years ago saw what was happening in America. Well, began looking for a place to move to, and they picked Chile, and they're living down there now. And Jeanette, how do you enjoy your life there in Chile?
Well, Dr. Stan, I love my life here. There are obviously things I miss about the United States, but what I like about being here is that I feel it's safe. It's a free country. Still, there's a lot of stability in the economy and the banking system. It's a country where you still have property rights. They never got involved in overextending loans at the banks or robo-signing. So property rights are pretty strong here. Unemployment is low, and the government is small. It's a limited government, and the country is small. It's only about 17 million people. So they don't have the money compared to places like North America and Europe. And to, you know, go and micromanage people's lives or protect them from every possible threat. So we don't have things here, at least so far, knock on wood, like body scanners and, you know, all of those kinds of invasive things. And they're not in a hurry here to change the laws to be more invasive. So that's really what I love about it.
And, of course, how do you get along not being able to speak Spanish? Or are you learning to speak Spanish?
Yes, I'm learning over time. The thing is, well, people have to consider that they're always busy, so they have to try to do it a little at a time. But the nice thing is that, I mean, if you look at the positive thing, I don't speak much Spanish, but I've managed to get a business up and running and we function day to day. Once you're here for a couple of months and, you know, you figure out what the basic things about, you know, where you're going in streets and how to make transactions in stores and just answer simple questions like that, you know, you can do well, because the thing I love about this country is the people are very friendly. Society is slower. It can be frustrating trying to get things done in a hurry, especially if you're used to a North American pace where things are very, you know, everything's about saving time and being efficient. Here, it's less like that. So everything's slower. But on the other hand, when you don't speak Spanish well and you go to the store, well, people will take a little bit more time and be helpful because they're not in a huge rush to do something else. So, you know, for somebody retiring and coming here, I don't really see a problem. If they just learn a basic level of Spanish, they'll have no problem, really. And then you can always hire a...
I think it's interesting mm-hmm. that you've been able to set up a business there, and Jeanette does sell real estate, and she, of course, does programs here on Radio Liberty, and you've gotten a pretty good response from people who are at least either inquired or some of them have actually come down to look at property.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think, Dr. Stan, that we're on the crest of a big trend. I think we see a lot of people leaving the developed countries. They have concerns about being overtaxed or safety. They don't like the way things have gone. I mean, I was even talking to one of my clients who's a doctor from France, and he was talking about how much the society has become socialized and changed over the years. And, you know, there's people from everywhere that are looking for a more basic life, getting back to those basics and family values and, you know, a place where the government isn't encroaching on them every moment. And that seems to be what Chile has to offer. It's still a developing country, but as far as developing countries go, it's doing very, very well. It's actually rated, I think, 11. It is in the Economic Freedom Index, and that is actually now higher than the United States. So it's a really up-and-coming country, and it has a lot to offer for people looking for an alternate.
All right, and you were able to you built a home down there. What was it, about $85, $86 a square foot for building?
Yep, that's a good rule of thumb for a price for an average home. You can get less, and you can pay a lot more, depending on how fancy you want your finishes and stuff. But, yeah, $85 a square foot, and it's a satisfactory home. It's a cute home. And here you don't have you have a temperate climate. It's not too hot. Like some people are considering going to places like Costa Rica or Panama, but you have to consider that you're going to need a lot of air conditioning. Here, we don't have those swings in temperatures, not very hot or very cold. You can heat your home, like we have a 1,000-square-foot home. We can heat it with just one wood stove in the downstairs, and it keeps everything warm. You know, if people want to have central heat, then that's an option as well, but it's a good place to have a second home or investment property here, you know, because it's a good, stable country, it's a good climate, and they have a lot of natural resources here. So.
Well, certainly we know that the elite, many of them are moving into Patagonia. We do know the Bush family bought 200,000 acres in Paraguay, many of the wealthy, knowing the crisis is coming, are buying up land. We'll be back in a moment. Jeanette, give us a call, 775-75.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces, and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle. Nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever, the Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks, they're Ram trucks. Guts, glory, Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, look. Here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Jeanette Schnall, and she's down and living in Chile, and she does support my ministry. It's very interesting. Our friend Servando Gonzalez has written extensively on many subjects dealing with what's going on in the world. One of the things he mentions is that many of the elite, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, have been buying up land down there in the Patagonia area. They know what lies ahead. They know about Agenda 21, the plan for the destruction of the infrastructure of America, and they're making preparations for when the difficult time comes. And now, if you have a question for Jeanette, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We do have a caller, and who's on the line?
Hey, Dr.
Who's
Sam,
on the line?
Jim.
Hi, Jim. You have
Colorado.
A question?
Yeah, I do. I had a question for Jeanette. Hey, Jeanette, this is Jim in Colorado. A couple months ago, I sent you a video. I've been emailing you several times, and it's called Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, and it's done by John Moore. And the last email that I got from you, probably a week, several days after that, you said when you got time, you'd take a look at that. Have you had a chance to look at that?
Hi, Jim. How are you? I apologize. I haven't had a chance to look at that video. Sometimes my internet download speed is low, so I have to look for a day when I have a fast internet to be able to download. I think that was it's over an hour, so it takes up a lot of my bandwidth, and I try to save it for my bandwidth for the business stuff. But so I apologize. I'll try to get to that as soon as I can. And I thank you very much for sending that to me. It looks very interesting.
Yeah, what it deals with, as Dr. Stan is aware of, is it deals with rising ocean levels and. The Navy, U.S. Navy, has known about that for about 27 years, and they're preparing for that. And I was wondering, since Chile is 100 miles wide and 3,000 miles long, it's a coastal country, what effect do you think that would have on Chile? What elevation do you live at there, and where do you live? I don't really know.
Sure. Well, I live in the Lakes region. Region 10, and I live inland. If you look on the map of Valdivia, which is right on the coast, I live inland from Valdivia about 2 hours. The elevation for the lakes is approximately 300 feet above sea level. Now, I live in the mountainous area next to the lakes, and our elevation here in just in my development is a very large range. It goes between approximately 600 to 1,200 feet above sea level. So if that is correct and the sea levels do rise, and I have had other clients that are concerned about that, then the area where we are about, you know, say at least a half an hour inland from the coast, it starts to rise pretty dramatically. I don't think that that would be affected, but I still think coastal towns might be affected. So
right.
For anyone that would be concerned about that, definitely you would want to live in the foothills of the Andes where we are, and that would be about, you know, at least, say, 30 miles inland from the coast and right. All the way back up to the mountains to the Andes, and you wouldn't have any concerns.
Okay, well, I really don't want to get into discussion on global warming, and actually we've been having global cooling the last 10 years. In fact, that's one reason they're putting up the geoengineering now, is to try to warm things up. But thanks so much for calling, Jim. And if anybody else out there has a question, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. Jeanette, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number and your email out there or your website so people know how to get in touch with you?
Sure, that'd be great. Our phone number is area code 413-835-7961. It's 413-835-7961. And our website on the World Wide Web, www.southernchiliproperties.com, and that's plural, properties, southernchiliproperties.com.
And now, basically, of course, you gave an American telephone number, North American telephone number. How can you have a North American telephone number in Chile?
I know. It's great with the all the innovations with the Internet. They have a product called Magic Jack. What it is you can buy a U.S.-based telephone number, and because of the Internet, it goes over the Internet, and it rings in my office in Chile. She rings through my computer. We have a special plug that plugs into the computer and into a handset for the phone, and the service will also email us that someone has sent an email, and I can open up like a file, just like that your files are on the Internet, the Windows, I forgot what you call that Windows program, and I'll have a voiceover of the message. So it's quite interesting.
It is. It's amazing technology. So in many respects, you can have many of the luxuries of a current society down in Chile, but you are not overwhelmed by them. And certainly, the food, at least food that's domestically grown there, is fairly inexpensive, isn't it?
Yes, food is very reasonable here. For things that are grown here, for example, I was looking the other day at some fruit, and for like approximately a dollar, you can get a 2.2 pounds of locally grown peaches, and the same thing for things like, you know, cucumbers or tangerines, those sorts of things. I can get lemons and limes for, you know, 10, 20 cents a piece, or kiwis that are grown here. So some things here can be expensive, and I don't want to misguide people that it's cheap to live here compared to other Latin American countries. It's the most expensive country in South America, but if someone was very interested in living here, you know, it's just like living in the States. You can live high on the hog, or you can, you know, you can live close to the bone, you know, depending on how you spend your money. And as you mentioned previous to that, the interesting thing with the Internet for people that have computers and stuff is you can do online banking. You know, you can have your your checks deposited in the United States in your bank account. You actually can have it set up with your bank so that you can access your money with your PIN through the banking system here by ATM machines. And a lot of people do that and just live that way. You know, you pay our bills online, and we can even have checks sent from our bank. We'll send a check, a hard copy, to, you know, anyone that we set up, and we determine that, you know, they need to be paid. So there's all kinds of innovations, like with the phones, and, you know, you can run a virtual business here and live here and, you know, still have access to a lot of the services that are in the United States, and you know, buy lemons for 10 cents a piece. So I like that mix of things.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question for Jeanette. And certainly there is a fair amount of interest on this part of people who are aware of what's going on, aware of the fact that the elite are purchasing homes in other countries for ourselves and my wife. Why, we've already tried living in other countries, and we're going to stay right where we are. But other people, I understand why they might very well want to move to other countries, and certainly, is it difficult to actually move there? Do you need, you can actually go down on a visitor's visa for 3 months, can't you?
Yeah, for anyone that is interested, probably the first step is to look at our website and read as much as possible, see if it makes sense, you know, look at your finances, and if it looks like it would make sense to you, take a trip down. You can get a visa for, and any American can get it, as long as you have a valid passport, can get a visa for coming here, which is, you can come in, once you come in the country, you can stay for 3 months. Major carriers out of the United States are American, Delta, Air Canada, and LAN, the airline of Chile. And, you know, go around, check things out, and if you decide that you do want to buy property here, it's fairly easy. You just need to use your passport. You get a tax number. You have the same rights as the people in the country here when it comes to property rights. You're not buying a piece of property on a, like a 99-year lease or anything. You actually are the owner of the property. And then, you know, you don't have to live here. You can just have a piece of property in the country and visit it. You can only stay in the country for up to 6 months for tax purposes. Otherwise, you would have to be declaring yourself as a resident, and you'd have to pay taxes. But if you did want to live here full-time, you can apply. Actually, it's very convenient to apply up in the United States through the consulate. Or you can apply in country here. But once you apply, then you have to be ready to try to put 1 year's worth of time into the country within 2 years. And then, because the next step is to get your permanent residency, that's what you're hoping for. So you don't actually apply for a temporary residency until you're ready to, you know, settle down and stay here for a while. And once you get your permanent residency, then you only have to be here at least one day every year, you know, indefinitely, unless you file some kind of paperwork that you couldn't get to the country that year and you can get an extension. And then within 5 years, for people that are interested in this country long-term, you can apply for citizenship, and then you'd get be a full citizen, and you'd have dual citizenship, and you could have two passports.
In other words, you can have an American passport and a Chilean passport, and you can be a citizen of both nations?
Yes, that's correct. And it's not illegal. That is.
And you don't have to give up your American citizenship to become a citizen of Chile, which is, well, unfortunately, this is strange, but this is the sort of thing that's happening all across the world as we move towards the New World Order. Let's get your telephone number and your website out one more time, and then we'll do open lines at next half hour. Let's get your telephone number out, your website.
Sure. My phone number, area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And it's southernchiliproperties.com. That's plural. Southernchiliproperties.com. And if you can't remember that, you can always do a Google search and type in Chili Real Estate or Southern Chili, something along those lines, and you come up on page one in the search.
Now, yeah. You go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and just scroll down on the lead page for SouthernChiliProperties.com. Click on the site, and click on the banner there, and of course you'll come up with immediately transferred over to Jeanette's website. Jeanette, thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to talking to you again next month.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. And well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to do open line the next half hour. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the coming war with Iran? Would you like to talk about the economic turmoil? Or the Occupy Wall Street? What would you like to talk about? 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here, and it's open line for the next minute. And so if you're out there in the listening audience to have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877 254 877-254. 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Hey, Dr. Sam, this is Jim again. I just wanted to clarify one thing that in our conversation with Jeanette is the video that's called Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, doesn't primarily deal with global warming, which is a myth, I think, because as you said, we're in global cooling right now. What it deals with is a pole shift, the possibility of a pole shift and how that would affect ocean levels. So I just wanted to clarify that so people didn't think of this video that he produced is all about global warming.
Well, and there's a lot of talk about the very real possibility of a pole shift. What is that about? Would you like to clarify that for our listeners?
Well, I'm not an expert on it, but basically this Planet X, Nibiru, or whatever you want to call it, they claim is moving in to our the plane of our solar system, and it's going to go past the Earth once as it comes in and once as it exits, because it's on a diagonal to the plane of our solar system that that the Earth is rotating in. And when it does that, the gravitational field from this large planet or whatever it is, a body, let's just refer to it as that for right now, has a tremendous effect on the Earth, and this has occurred in the past, roughly 3,600 years ago. There's evidence that it occurs, according to that video, in the dipoles, the magnetic particles that are in rocks, and things like that. So it creates kind of a havoc with the Earth in terms of weather, ocean levels, and several other things, and that's what the video deals with. His name is John Moore. He's a former Navy enlisted. I don't know what his level was in the Navy. I think it was fairly high up. But the Navy has known about this for 27 years, and they're preparing for it. And that's what I was referring to when I talked to Jeanette.
Right. I really wasn't aware of that, basically, because I think global warming is a myth. I do know that there is some concern about the possibility of a shift on the world's axis, and this, of course, would have dramatic and catastrophic possibilities and consequences. Well, I appreciate your calling and clarifying that, Jim. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I'd like you to deal with the issue that's current in the last couple of days, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Lacey is his last name, and then Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, has admitted openly in a congressional hearing that the military is under the directorship of the United Nations. Our military is takes its orders from the United Nations.
Well, you know, this is an amazing statement from Leon Panetta, but it is absolutely true. Leon is an internationalist. He's a globalist. I know him personally. He comes from my area. I ran against him for Congress in 1988. I was a Republican candidate for Congress. At that time, we researched his background. Basically, at that time in Congress, no Republican member of Congress would speak to Leon Panetta. He was so dishonest and disreputable, and he'd pull some terribly dishonest shenanigans. I researched his voting record. He was the most liberal of all the congressmen, with a 95% ACLU and a 95% ADA rating. That's socialist. Now, basically, he's a dedicated internationalist. He's been trained for this for a long time. We have a Panetta Institute here in Santa Cruz. And all the big names from the Brotherhood of Darkness would come out on a regular basis to speak at the Panetta Institute, sort of like the or Netanyahu, when he was a furniture salesman over in Israel. And he puts on an international conference on military and social affairs, and there's George Herbert Walker Bush and Zbigniew Brzezinski and George Shultz and Henry Kissinger attending a meeting put on by a furniture salesman. So it is that Leon Panetta has been built up for a long time for where he is today. But he's absolutely right. Certainly, our military, our government takes orders from these international bodies. And a couple of the senators were furious with what he was saying. They said, no, we run the military. I mean, we aren't answerable to other countries. But that's not true. You see, what the American people don't understand is our elections are totally irrelevant. Most of them are rigged. They don't go along with what the globalists want. They rig the elections. They kill political candidates. They killed Bobby Kennedy, who is going to be nominated for the Democratic nomination back in 1968. They planned to kill Ross Perot. I forgot whether that was 88 or 92. We've talked to the fellow, Chip Tatum, who had the contract to kill Ross Perot and his family. We're not talking about imaginary things. And yes, you're absolutely right. I think this was quite a revelation on the part of Leon Panetta, but it was done very specifically. Are the American people upset at the fact that our military certainly takes orders from international bodies rather than from our duly elected representatives? Or will they simply continue watching television, being concerned about certainly what's going to happen to by the Colts? Go ahead.
It amounts to a coup d'etat of our military.
Right. And it's time the American people understand that the Congress and how they vote is irrelevant. A couple of years ago, when the Congress voted against the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, and the law was, you know, if Congress votes down legislation, you can't bring it back during that session. They totally ignored that. They told members of Congress that we'd have a martial law by Monday if they didn't change their votes. They spent, I think it was almost $5 billion to bribe 25 congressmen. They threatened them, and they got them to come out with $780 billion to give to the big corporations to keep them going, the financial structure going. Congress, our laws are irrelevant to the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I think it's so vitally important the American people understand we do have a candidate who will not go along with it. His name is Ron Paul. And do you have courage to back him? Do you have courage to talk to people? Do you have courage? Do you care enough about freedom that you'll get in and get working and get the information out about what's really going on? Hang on there, Jim. Again, our number is 877-254-7544. 877-254-7544.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and here at American Freedom Network, I guess, we have Jim on the line. And if you'd like to have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But Jim was inquiring about a statement made by Leon Panetta that certainly when it comes to matters of military policy and activity, why the Defense Department is subservient to NATO. Now, what is NATO? NATO is the world army. And basically everything is globalism. Our leaders of both political parties are dedicated to world government. This is the ancient plan. It's been around for a long time. George Bush discussed it and mentioned it in his second inaugural address when he said, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. What was he talking about? He was talking about the one world government, the Novus Ordoris Seclorum, which you'll find emblazed on the back of the dollar bill beneath the occult pyramid capped by the eye of Lucifer. And, of course, when that was put on the back of our dollar bill, 1935, it was put on at the behest of Henry Wallace, deeply involved in Luciferian worship and the occult. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, probably a 32nd-degree Mason, who was intent upon taking us into World War II to bring about a world government. And it's all about world government. And, of course, most Americans believe in freedom, but our leaders don't. They have a different agenda because they worship a different god. Jim, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, for those that I guess do not understand what this means, it's obvious that Congress over the last few decades has been over to corporate and big moneyed interests, and they don't represent the American people. And so if you want to live in a country where the Congress, your only input into the political process, doesn't represent the American people, and the military is controlled by a foreign entity, well, then go for it and stay here. But, you know, I'd like to make a comment about Chile. Chile is very much intertwined with the United Nations in agreements that it has with UNESCO, which is a subset of the United Nations. And so you need to take a look at that if you're planning on living in Chile. It's a lot of the land in Chile is set aside for under the United Nations Agenda 21 concept and or agreement. So to say that Chile is completely doesn't have any connections to the United Nations, that's not true. They have quite a few connections with the United Nations because they're a big produce producer for the United States. We get a lot of fruit and vegetables from Chile.
Well, the battle for the survival of Christian civilization will be here in America, which is why we're here. We're going to stay here, and we are going to do everything we can to awaken the American people with the help of people like you and others, why, hopefully, there will be a growing number of people who are concerned. I will tell you that the message is getting out. That's why they're having to rig the elections in so many states, so they just don't bother to count Ron Paul's elections. Remember, every electric voting machine in this country can be rigged very, very easily. In fact, people have talked about this. Some of the electronic experts have talked about it, have actually been killed. There have been all sorts of, and if you didn't hear the program last night, we did with Cass Ingram, or get his book. His book you can get on the internet for, it's free. It's called Rigged. And he's actually gone into several of the people who are experts on voting machines, who rigged the voting machines, and one of them who worked for the Bushes, who is being subpoenaed to actually discuss what was going on. He worked with the Bush family. The day before he was to appear before some sort of investigating committee, he was killed. I mean, we're not talking something imaginary. This is the sort of thing that happens in America. Remember this Philip Breitbart, who was going to release videos on certainly Bin Laden? He suddenly has a heart attack this last week. The day before he's going to release the films, does anybody out there believe that that is just coincidence? I mean, you got to be pretty naive to believe that sort of thing. Yes, they really kill people in America to keep the public from learning, and of course they cover this up because they control the media. But you're absolutely right, Jim. The battle is here. The question is, are people willing to get involved, to care enough about freedom, to dedicate themselves to getting the information out? I share your concern, and I believe the battle is here.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Well, I telephone him again, 877-254-7524. Right now, of course, things are going to go fairly well, I think, most of this year. Why? Because the elections are coming up. The last thing they want is for the American people to be concerned before the elections. They'd far rather keep your mind focused on important things like basketball and hockey. And, of course, what's going to happen to the quarterback released by the Colts here, Peyton Manning. You know, is he going to be able to get a job with another team? But the significant things like your future and freedom are the fact that the American military now is subservient to decisions made not by our Senate, our Congress, but by NATO. Why, we'll just gloss over that and go on to the next sporting event, or what's happening to Lady Gaga or Madonna. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that the media is controlled by six major corporations, all of which tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and that specifically would be AOL.com, and certainly Viacom, and Disney, and Murdoch, Comcast. And we'll be back,
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd. So make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
And I'm here at the American Kitchen Network, and the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. So if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate it. We've got almost 70 outlets across America where sometime every week people are going to hear the truth that you're not going to hear through the regular media, because it is largely controlled. Now, fortunately, we do have stations like this one that will carry the truth. But, of course, 90% of the stations are controlled by one of the six major media corporations. That AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom controls CBS. Disney controls ABC. GE sold NBC to Comcast, that has 850 radio stations. Everything is concentrated. Murdoch, of course, is one of the big six movers, and they all tie in to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Brotherhood of Darkness. And these people know what they're doing. They want world government. They have no loyalty to America. Oh, they'll send our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die and no win wars. What have we accomplished in Iraq other than destroy a stable country and create a chaotic situation? What have we accomplished in Afghanistan? Why do we have over 500,000 people there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new DVD. It's available now. It's Rosalind Peterson's DVD on geoengineering. The finest thing we have, they're poisoning the air, and as a result of that, they're poisoning the water and the food with aluminum, with other things. You need to get Rosalind's DVD to understand that they are spraying the sky. That's why you'll see the haze so much of the time. That's why the contrails so often, they don't disappear like they used to. And Sydney, not only Rosalind speaking, she brought a fellow along with her. He was actually worked for 30 years in weather modification, and his PowerPoint presentation is really, I've never seen anything quite this good. Geoengineering, an excellent DVD, and we give you our permission to copy it and disseminate it. We have another great new DVD now. It's called A Dangerous Deception. It's the interview I did with Norman Dodd in 1980. And, of course, it deals with his experience in 1953 and 54 as a chief investigator for the Reese Committee, where he investigated the great tax-exempt foundations and found out that they were financing communism. Why would Ford and Rockefeller and Carnegie be financing the communist movement throughout the world? Why, it's very simple, because communism centralizes power with a ruling elite. And you need to get A Dangerous Deception. You need to get geoengineering. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've just released these two this week, A Dangerous Deception and Geoengineering. Call 1-800-544-8927. You have our permission to duplicate them and get them out far and wide. Help us get the word out. If you care about freedom, if you care about America, if you care about the future, until Monday when we'll be with you again, may the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President.